This is MSO News Sports, and we are joined now by Endicott College head football coach Paul McGonigal on our weekly visit. Coach, welcome. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you, Bill. Good morning. Thanks for having me.
All right, you guys, 7-1 now, coming off what appears to be a very hard-fought win over Husson last Saturday on the road, 23-13. We'll get to the game in just a moment, but a tale of two different weekends weather-wise for you, Coach. The previous week, rain and wind, but not that cold, but this weekend, just sunny and warm, and worried about all the heat things that go on in football on a hot day.
Yeah, welcome to fall in New England, I guess. I mean, it was, like we talked about last week, last Saturday was definitely a downpour of rain, but our players embraced it. And this week, I think the good thing for obviously every team in the area, but, you know, we played on Saturday, but the heat was all week. So we were trying to get used to that and try to do our best to acclimate it. And, you know, it was just as hot, but, you know, beautiful day for football. Can't complain. Go up in Maine late October and to play in 70 degree with, you know, sunny and nice breeze. So it was overall a great day.
All right. Well, let me just have you recap a couple of notes or pull some things out of the game to break it down for us as we do. In the fourth quarter, you're leading 13-7 here. At the half, you're leading 6-0 in this game. And let me just look at a couple of other stats with you here. Rushing, you outrushed them big time, 211 to 12. But passing, they outpassed you 218 to 164, obviously much closer. So it looked like a real grinded out defensive kind of a game on Saturday.
Yeah, you know, you're right. I think sometimes stats can get skewed. You know, at the end of the day, it's, you know, you can go up and down the field, but do you score more points or capitalize? And, you know, we were able to, I think offensively, move the ball. We just kicked field goals instead of touchdowns. I know we were challenging our defense all week because they had, you know, the quarterback's returning, you know, offensive player of the year in the conference, and he's a good player, and the running back was, I believe, one of the top in the conference in rushing, and to hold them what they did. And I think their 50, 60 yards passing came at the end when we got up 23-7, you know, like kind of like on a prevent defense, if you will. But either way, you know, we got a little bit of a lead early on, and like you said, 6-0 at halftime. And I think we starting the second half, we're able to go down and score, and then they punted, and then we a nice drive. They would have been good. We went 3-and-out, and they scored right there, 13-7. And then, but this team has been resilient all year. You know, Husson's a very good team. Like you mentioned last week, they were undefeated at home, 4-0. It was their senior day. I've been up there three times now. It's the biggest crowd that I've seen since I've been there. Obviously, the weather helps, but to go down and we kind of, I'd say lucked out, but, you know, at the end of the third quarter, we're kind of kicking with the win, and the fourth down came up, and we were switching, obviously, the fourth quarter, we flipped the field back and kind of putting that touchdown at the end where it was a kind of, you know, but it still wasn't over. I mean, we up by 23-7, still two possessions, 2 points, and they played well.
Paula, I wanted to follow up on Ryan Smith, your kicker, because he had three field goals in the game. You were noting his the kicking, and the long one came in the second half, the 46-yarder. But tell us about Ryan Smith as a kicker.
You know, Ryan's been our starting kicker for the last few years, and you know we were fortunate to have an All-American before him, Nick DiCarano. So you know, to get in his shoes, and Ryan's done a great job. And kind of someone I talked about with AJ a couple weeks ago with West New England. Ryan's worst game last year was against Husson here in homecoming in the rain. He just wasn't kicking right. We actually pulled him at halftime, and we put another kicker in, Luke Rodé. And the fact that Ryan went out there this game, same opponent, and kicked, you know, 22-yarder, 30-yarder, obviously the extra points in the 46-yarder, but also multiple touchbacks, you know, kicking the win and them not returning it, you know, as a kickoff team, I don't know where we are in touchbacks, but the fact that we're getting touchbacks is huge as well. So Ryan's been great all year, he's definitely a great weapon for us.
All right, speaking of weapons, you've talked about Anthony Cascianelli, your running back, but it looks to me, again, like in the grinded-out game, 23 carries, 99 yards, your leading rusher. Every one of those yards must have been pretty critical on Saturday.
Yeah, Anthony's been kind of a workhorse for us, and actually, to go backwards, you know, I meet with the captains twice a week, and we were talking about, we always talk about leadership and all that stuff, and we were talking as captains, and we decided we want to add another captain for the team, and obviously Anthony's name came up. So Anthony had no idea, so we announced him as a captain on Thursday after practice, at beginning of practice, and it was just unbelievable. You could see the team, how they celebrated. Anthony, you know, was a senior and fought through injuries and stuff, so you kind of had an idea he was going to have a good game. But, you know, it just shows you our leadership, our captains, how humble they are, where they're like, you know, they could have been like, no, we're good, we have enough captains, but they wanted to do it, they embraced it. But Anthony's been our stead for us. But what you don't see with Anthony is when Yavi or Marquise or other guys are in, you know, he's just there standing next to me when he's subbed out, you know, cheering or pushing or, you know what I mean? He's not, you know, taking a breather and stuff like that. He's very, you know, that whole group, you know, is very, very humble. And, you know, Corey Gaff, who was with me in 18, 19, came back and he's helping the running back. So he's doing a great job as well. His dad, Joe Gaff's a longtime high school coach in Massachusetts. So, you know, they've done a good job, very unselfish group.
All right, Coach. Speaking of the one last question on the game this past weekend up in Maine, I understand you had a good following, a good crowd up on hand in Maine supporting Endicott.
Yeah, if you don't mind, I'd actually like to talk about our parents. They're unbelievable. I mean, even a couple weeks ago on a Friday night JV game, there's parents that their son is not playing and they're still coming to hang out with other parents. And we... You know, like I say, you don't look up the stands. At one point, I believe we had more fans than they did. I don't mean in a bad way, but the whole right side was our fans and the tailgate. And obviously the weather helps, but, you know, they're not driving an hour for a game. They're driving 3, 4, 5, depending where they're from. You know what I mean? 6 hours, may have to pay for a hotel. You know, we probably had about 15, 20 parents setting up tables at the, you know, we arrive at the hotel. You know, and I can name families forever, but, you know, obviously, you know, the Donovans, the Gill, the Todorskis, the Maropoulos. I mean, I'm probably leaving a bunch of families out, and hopefully I get to it at some point. But the way they are, and then after the game, you know, the amount of food, we, you know, obviously we provide food, but the amount of food they bring, and they're always helping out and making sure the players get extra food, extra stuff. But they're just unbelievable. And I kind of, at the end of the game, we were circled up in the field. I had the team kind of turn and just kind of applaud the parents. I mean, they were the 12th man. You know, they were just as loud and stuff, and they were just as much a help in this win than the players and coaches.
Well, that's how you took their home field advantage away from them, I guess, huh? Absolutely, yeah.
Yeah, that was definitely great.
Coach, now you're coming down the stretch here. You got two more games left in the regular season. Both are at home. This coming Saturday, Curry. Then the following week, the 11th, you're playing host to the University of New England. So tell me about Curry. What are the matchups and what are you looking at in this game this Saturday?
Action knows wise would be very similar. But there, you know, they got the, if not the best running back in the conference right now. He's their workhorse. They got a very stout defense. Coach Pippen over there is a defensive coordinator. He was our linebacker coach a few years ago. They got some very good linebackers, and they got a lot of veterans over there. So it's going to be a tough test for our team. You know, it would be good to – I feel like we haven't been home for a while, so it would be good to be back home. But, you know, it's always been a – Curry and Endicott's always been a good battle.
Coach, anything else you want to share with us this week on the weekly update?
No, I think I'm good. You know, maybe, you know, between the rain 2 weeks ago and the sun, maybe it'll snow on Saturday at this point, these Saturdays in New England.
Don't say that. No, please, no. Okay. All right, Coach.
I appreciate it, though. Thank you.
Yeah, you got to be prepared for anything. There you go. All right, there he is, Coach Paul McGonigal, Endicott College Football, here with us on MSONewsSports.com.